Broadcasting from the media epicenter of the world. Tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. I said, tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. Well, I said, tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. You better tell me a tale, cause it's the cocktail hour.
Oh yeah. Welcome, America, to the Cocktail Hour, episode 163. It is Saturday, June 8th, 2024. I hope you are all well. How are you guys doing? My two best friends here sitting here.
Good. I can't believe it's June 8th.
What's up with that, right?
Yeah.
And it looks so, again, I hate being a broken record, but this cold, gloomy, gray.
Yeah.
It's like, jeez, when did we move to the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah,
there's no pleasing us, though, is there?
No, really, there's not.
When it's 117, we're in September walking around with tears in our eyes. Why did I buy real estate here? And now there's cloud cover today, and we're like, we're not going to survive. It's cold.
Well, I'm at the age where I'm allowed to bitch just about everything. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You got your bitch, and that's what. Yeah.
Did you go to the Social Security office and get your bitch permit? No.
Yeah.
You're illegal, mister. You're in breach.
Your Medicare, you know.
It does.
Yeah. Actually, there's a how-to book at Medicare now that tells you how to bitch about your physical ailments, right? Which is, I mean, I would have loved to have had this maybe 5-10 years ago. You know, I've been doing it all wrong. I've been going, oh, this hurts. No, and you're supposed to be more angry about it than I've ever been, you know.
Well, the older I get, the angrier I get. So I'll be ready. Come.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, geez. I got to sign up for that shit. Starting in January. It's my turn.
Sign up for Medicare. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, Medicare, not the draft.
They don't want me, and I don't know what that's about.
Huh. Yeah. It's almost like they got younger, healthier guys to throw in front of cannons.
I know, yeah. Right?
The older you get, I think the less like you. Like, you want me to do what? No, that's a death sentence. I'm not charging up that hill.
We'll put you in jail. Is the dinner free? Yes,
that's right.
Well, fuck, I'll take it then. That's right.
This is a different. This is a jail where I work outside. I'll go to the other one.
That's an idea. They should start the draft at 60, right? For everybody, anybody that's fighting a war, it doesn't matter what team or side you're on or whatever, or what country. No, you can't fight unless you're 60. So you got a bunch of 60-year-olds fighting a bunch of 60-year-olds.
Yeah, that would be a very different war,
right?
Wouldn't it?
It would be. We'd talk things out.
Yeah, you know, there'd be a lot of standing around smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee. Like,
yeah,
is your guy an asshole too? Yeah, so is mine. You know how much I'm paying for gas back home? Yeah. You've got a supreme leader that tells you he's a god. My supreme leader uses orange, you know.
And we're so makeup. We're so old. We're not sending texts and emails to our wives. We're sending letters.
Yeah, writing letters.
And... Danny, go take that hill. Joanna. I can't go take that hill. I got to do a bowel movement. you can't take that hill. Fight.
You know that hill looks just fine. I don't want that hill.
They can have it. Let Putin have it. I don't want it. I'm not fighting for that shit.
Is there anything flatter you want me to take? Because I don't want to climb.
I want to take the area with the nice hotels by the beach.
Yeah.
Can we take that area?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Why are we here?
Yeah. Right, I'm going to take the resort. Okay. I'm going to go to the resort. You guys can have the hill. Oh, I got to use the bathroom. Sorry.
Yeah. And we'd be spreading rumors like, you know why we're here in Afghanistan, don't you? I mean, it's they don't give a shit about Afghanistan. They want the lithium underground for those Tesla Musk, you know, batteries and stuff like that. And everybody'd be like, oh, shit, yeah. And, you know, sowing discord at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Drinking whiskey around the campfire, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, that would solve a lot of problems.
That would. Right? You know what? We should promote that. You know,
senior,
all men. Yeah. And, you know, the older you are, the better. So like you're a congressman, you're still in play. Mitch McConnell, let's get your healthy ass out to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why send the future of the world, the young, healthy men into danger like that? Send us old disposable fucks.
Well, the old guys have all the money. And the last thing they want to do is, you know,
lose it or die
and go somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the whole battle thing is you just send these young guys that would, you know, take all the women and you know, yeah.
Yeah. Wonder what kind of women we would look for, you know, how like you're, you know, wearing a uniform and you try to use that to impress the USO women and all that stuff.
Oh, Jesus. Think about that. You're in Italy and just a bunch of old men come limping into the village.
Yeah.
The,
right.
Yeah. And where's your bingo?
And the widow women are waving their kerchiefs from the window.
Oh, hey, you're look at those young, healthy men.
Yeah, we're just assholes. We're like, now if you cooperate, we're not going to take over. If you don't cooperate, we're going to have a nap, and then we're going to take over.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, nap.
We do our best work before 4 p.m.
Yeah,
because that's dinner time. Yeah.
This fight will be over by 5:30. I've got
Jeopardy to watch. They're starting to spin Jeopardy. The wheel at 6. We got to be done by then.
Wheel of Fortune's on. I can't fight.
Yeah. And basic training involves things like enema races and things like that. You know, where you have to hold it in until the finish line, then you let it out.
Oh yeah, no, not enema races. Strength. You just have to hold it in. All right, everybody, we're going to try to go to 11 without peeing today. You know,
oh,
11
God.
In the morning. Yeah, pretend we're on a march.
I ain't making that.
Yeah, and the march would be all these old guys that are just trying to pee, right? You know, flow problems. wait. I think any minute I'll be ready. You know, they're just guys standing there with their dicks in their hands, nothing coming out.
101st prostate airborne. Here we come.
Yeah, you could have special special units that are they're not known for their strength or their, you know, ability to do anything special. It's just they've kind of got a terminal illness, so they don't really care. So you want me to do what? Yeah, with it. I'll go out in a blaze of glory. Sure.
Sure.
Give me
sure,
the keys to that tank.
And it throws the enemy because you're walking towards them, right? They're like, what the fuck is he doing? They're stunned. And you just walk and go, hey, fellas, okay, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, some old guy just, they don't even bother to have foxholes. They just walk across the battlefield smoking a cigarette. And everybody's like, wait, he's not armed. What's going on? And he goes over there, you sons of bitches. You know, gives them a stern talking to. They're like, oh, you're right.
You don't get to use weapons. You have to use whatever you have, like your false teeth. You know, you throw them at them, you know.
No, they can use a weapon, but it's like a World War II, you know, kind of automatic pistol. That's it. It's all they got. No rifles, nothing like
right,
that.
Right.
They just, you know, got it on their hip as they kind of limp across.
And they keep fucking it up and it fires accidentally and stuff. Goddamn, yep. Hilary.
Yeah, they're Barney Fife. They got one bullet in their pocket. You
it's rusted
right there.
You know. Eddie Izzard had this great routine about, he said, they should just use transvestites in war. You know, he said, what could be more surprising to the enemy than these paratroopers coming in? And it's the 101st Transvestite Brigade, airborne, right? And wearing fabulous makeup. They'd be standing there going, look at this. What the fuck? Oh, fuck, they got guns. Jesus.
Right. Well, that's my thought of the day. You know, why not? And besides, we'd probably live longer that way.
Why?
You know?
The exercise?
Yeah, you know, and the excitement of something to do.
Something.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit around and wait till the end. I've got to go to war.
War is a healthy stress.
Yeah,
it is.
On your 58th birthday, you're like, well, I better start getting in shape because in a couple of years, I'm going to get deployed. Right. So, you know, you've been drinking and smoking and, you know,
bright food, all this stuff.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. And like, shit, I think they're going to make me run. I better go for a walk. I better quit. I better cut down on the smoking. Yeah. That kind of thing. And so all these guys, you know, at the gym, you know, they're all bulking up, you know, no hair, that kind of stuff. Jeez.
You know, and that way too, you don't have to look at all the money you'd save by that too. You know, being old, you know how they, you know, go in and they cut your hair. You don't have to cut your hair. You don't have any.
It's not there.
You know,
yeah,
all the helmets feel everybody the same. You know,
yeah, no, there's no stress. Like, oh no, I've been growing my hair. Nope, it just, you know, they just clean it up a little bit. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And the tattoos. you know, on those seven layers of skin, you're just pulling back, you know, just make it, you know, you can make it a map of Europe where you see where you're going or whatever, just everything.
This is actually a great idea because the guys, they wouldn't do stupid things. Like that.
Oh, no.
You're 20 years old. You're going to go out and do something stupid. And these guys are going to do the absolute minimum. You know,
yeah.
You know, you guys, everybody want to go out and go drinking, you know, off base. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'll play you around a shuffleboard though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Go play some gin rummy.
Yeah. Wow. And the drill.
Anyway,
that's my thought.
That's
a great idea. The drill sergeants would need a whole different mentality. Like instead of shouting and screaming, you know, you are a waste, you are a loser, whatever.
You're a piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You just got some old guy going, yeah, whatever. Whatever. You know, are you done?
or he's so old, he just goes, I know.
You brought me here.
I'm disappointed in my life too.
It would make sense that a drill sergeant would yell because you can't hear. It's so everybody's deaf. You're all yelling, you know.
Yeah, he's not angry. It's like, get in line. I said, get in line. Oh, okay.
And then you turn to your buddy and go,
I'm away.
What time did he say it was?
He said, get a pine. So we got to go look for a Christmas tree.
Yeah, everybody's going in different directions. And he's just, they can't hear it.
How to Lose a War. That is our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning
in. Yeah. The medical corps would be really busy. You know?
Oh, man.
They'd be like, oh, yeah. You know that I've got my prostate's acting up. I've got diverticulitis. You know, my lumbago is back.
Damn prolapsed anus.
Yeah. Go see the young nurse. You know, can you just give me a shot of anything to take my knee pain away? You know, it would work best if all countries did that.
You have young,
healthy, you know, Frenchmen charging at us or whatever that, you know, that's not fair. They should just be old French guys versus old Spanish guys or whatever, you know.
It'd be great for the economy,
Geneva
too.
Convention, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great for the economy, too, because what would
the war? Yeah, a war would last one long weekend. I got shit
well,
to do.
And by the way, it would be the young people would bet on it, right? That would give them something to do. So it would be a revenue generator in that respect, and it's only the weekend. It's kind of like a Super Bowl.
Well, they would have new respect and pride in their elders. These guys are going to war. To fight for our freedom and, you know, liberate the people of North Korea or whatever, you know, whatever the hell it is. And then they would kind of go over there with some amount of disdain, not much patience. You know, those old guys and these old guys, they just kind of meet in the middle of the battlefield, smoke cigarettes, drink coffee, talk it out. Not a shot is fired because why bother?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then it's okay. We lost that one.
Yeah. See you next weekend. We'll try one again.
They had a better answer. All right.
Yeah.
Or they get together in the battlefield and they all go off together to some bar and just start drinking. And everybody's happening like the battle changed locations to this tavern.
You see, I mean, these are the kind of, you know, policy decisions that we don't have our leaders making right now.
Yeah. Why aren't they thinking of this? Aren't they supposed to be dialed into those things?
Yeah, they're supposed to be experienced, you know.
Send the old into battle, man. Fuck it. Don't save our young men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a lot different. You know, when I was younger, I remember thinking, oh, the draft. When I turn 18, I got to register for the draft and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that kind of. Nothing was going on at the time, but it did kind of hang over your head like, you know, something might. Go do that.
They know how to reach me.
Yeah. And if it was, you know, when you turn 60, there's the draft. That's a whole different thing. You know, you just live your life to the fullest. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I turned 60 this year. I guess I got to go somewhere. Well, mandatory military service for.
And you've built up your whole wonderful life. You got generational wealth and all that shit that you've been working on and all that, and then go to war.
Yeah. You're used to, you know, you won't be seeing your yacht again for a couple of years. You can just park your BMW in the garage until you get back, you know, that kind of thing.
And no deferments. You get no deferments.
Yeah, no, you got bone spurs, sir. I got a job for you. You get this, the way you sit in this tank, it's going to be on your ass. You can keep your heel propped up as you jam the accelerator pedal towards the front line. I got a guy who'll help you get there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And if you can't run, we'll just get behind you. We don't have to be the fastest runner. We just have to be faster than you. You know, that kind of thing.
Wow. I think this is something that we should get a petition.
Should women 60-year-olds also be in the draft? Or I think we'd leave them to stay
home.
No.
They absolutely should be. Yeah. Think of women that age also on the battlefield. You know, look at you. Look at you coming out here dressed like that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's what the women are saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they just send the women out to insult the men. That's the first line of defense, you know?
Goddamn nag, nag, nag.
And they're just standing there with their heads down. Don't understand a word, but they absolutely understand what's being said. You know, that kind of thing. Shit. Yeah, you're right.
And we're all watching our enemies' women swearing at them and our women swearing, and we're all just looking at each other. I want to go on their side.
Yeah. The women don't have any weapons and the guys have no interest in using them at all. It's like,
right.
I'm pretty sure she's saying the same thing to you that yours is saying to me. And the guy's like, yeah. That tracks.
Just apologize for everything. Okay.
Sorry. You can have this muddy barbed wire field after all.
Sorry, Mark.
You're going to go back to the hotel. Yeah. If you went to war with your wife, right? You know, significant other, that kind of thing. And it's not like you're there with a bunch of guys. It's like there are these couples. And the drill sergeant just says something to the ladies and they give you a look and you stand in line better. Do one more pull up, that kind of thing.
Just think how it would affect your youth too, knowing like you said, you know, I'm not, there's going to be a war. I'm 22 years old. I got 40 years. I'm going to have some fun. I'm not going to worry about anything.
Or I'll work even harder at,
or I'll work. Yeah. Because you don't have to save for retirement because you're going to war. You're getting taken care of, you know?
That's a great idea. Killed. I don't have any money. Well, I'm punching my last time card on my 59th birthday. Maybe I'll see you guys again one day. Maybe I won't. I got a couple of years in the military. And then you come back and you get a pension and you get to wear one of those hats with the ship that you served on that kind of thing. Yeah. Thank you for your service, everybody.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Because economically you're like, I don't have to worry about a 401k. Because I'm going to war. I'm going to
You got a terrible disease. We'll see what happens.
I don't have to worry about, I better plan for my future. It's going to either end at 60, right? Or you serve your time and you come out and they take care of you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a little pension. You can get some on base housing. You can get some medical benefits at the VA, all that stuff.
Maybe one of those cute scooters.
Yeah. You know?
A gold-plated
rascal. Where's your wife? Oh, I lost her in the war. Oh, I'm sorry to hear. No, she's alive. I just lost her. I don't know where she is.
She really liked Italy. We didn't catch up on the way
last,
back.
I left her yelling at some French guy we were fighting, so I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah. How was the war? Oh, we had so much wine. I don't remember most of it.
Wine and cheese.
Yeah. And then after you get out of the service, you go back and you're like, oh, hey, Francois, I'm back. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome. Come on.
You want your wife back? Yes, please.
Out on that one.
I'm going to re-enlist if my wife is still there.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If you had a great time and you're in your 60s and you're just doing this vibrant travel and all, you might be like, I think I'm going to stay in. My mandatory 2 years are over. I got a few more.
Yeah. What's the worst could happen? I could get killed in line in battle. Oh, really? Well, that was supposed to happen anyway, and it didn't, you know?
That's a great idea.
This is why we need to be in politics. This is why we need to be in leadership roles, these kind of things, you know?
I don't want it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when you being in politics and all that, and then you say leadership roles, right? I mean,
no,
I don't want to lead these people. They don't want to be. They don't want to.
They won't follow.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Or maybe they do. They do want to be led, and that's the problem I have with them. I can't figure that out. But yeah. You know, every news cycle, everything I see, no matter what topic it is, I'm like, ugh. You know, I want to go live in a swamp. But now I'm like, yeah, I want to get drafted. I want to go. I want to go to the Congo and try to make a difference there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, that would be hot.
These are the things I think about. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, there you go. How about you, Kelly? What do you think about when you look at the media and the world spinning on its axis?
Uh-oh.
He's thinking.
What do I think? It depends on what it is. I got a real sort of sense of hopelessness.
Hmm.
You know? Not keeps me up at night, but a sense of how are we going to get out of this and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I worry
the thing
about
is,
the future and shit.
Yeah. And is it as bad as we think it is? Like, we get all this propaganda. Yeah. We don't really know anything about anything. And, you know, is it just,
maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah. Our kids will never, you know, fill in the blank. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe something will come along.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as bad as we think it is. We just get too many, you know, clips from Fox News and things like that in our lives.
And CNN. CNN's full of good news.
Well, yeah. Well, see, that's another thing. I don't have cable, so I can't really watch CNN, MSNBC, and all that.
Well, how the hell do you know what's going on?
TikTok.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's all everything's terrible.
Isn't TikTok?
TikTok.
I'm so with it.
Flip-flop.
Wait a second. Isn't TikTok just a bunch of high school girls having dance contests?
No, no, no. Let me tell you, there are some mature women.
What the
women
fuck
on
is
there.
It? There's what?
Yeah, there's some mature women on there. Yeah,
doing dances.
Yeah, they're good dancers. They do a nice job. They really have, they have passion. They know the steps. You know, they've got the hairography.
It's important
kind of
in
thing.
Dance.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They have people dancing. They have an inordinate amount of people that sit in their cars and record something, right? And I'm like,
that sounds safe.
What's happening? No, the car's not moving. It's just in a parking lot. And they may not even be in the driver's seat. They're just sitting in their car and they're telling a joke or telling a story or, you know, acting, lip syncing.
Wow.
Movie clip. So
is it like other social media stuffs where people follow you?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole
click
thing is
likes and
yeah. The whole thing as a TikToker, I think, is you just want more followers. And then you get into this insanely pathetic trap of I'm a content creator. And so the content might be I need to dance more, or I need to tell more jokes, or I need to just go on camera every day and just tell you whatever is in my head. You know, a lot of people will post things like they'll show a news clip and then they'll, you know, make faces in the corner like a little bug, like, oh, can you believe this? You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, well, no, it's
wow.
It's addictive. It's compelling. You know, some of it's interesting. Some of it's completely inane. And TikTok is always trying to figure out what I like. You know, do I like these ex-evangelical Christians saying how bad their mega church was? You know, sometimes I like
what
that.
What do you mean how it's trying to figure it out? Then it forwards you videos that...
Yeah, looking for content for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. How so any of us that go on TikTok will get something different. Like my kids, their feed has people I've never heard of, and my feed has things they've never seen. And it's just because I'm old.
Because of the things you click on and watch.
Well, you're not
is
click
that the
on,
algorithm,
like,
and that's how
the whole
knows?
Yeah, the whole thing is it just kind of scrolls past. You know, you watch something and it will repeat until you flip to the next one, right? And so if you stay on something a long time, it's like, wow, he must like it. Like if you made a mistake and you left a video on and you got yourself a cup of coffee and it played 11 times while you're getting a cup of coffee, they would think, man, he loves this lady dancing. You know, that kind of thing.
But also, let me ask you this. This is, we're boring everybody under 45.
I was gonna say, old people explaining TikTok to other old people is the name of this episode.
TikTok and the ancient warriors. That's what exactly. It's
called. Fucking
today.
Recipe for disaster. Or what?
Yeah,
our numbers are skyrocketing right now.
Yeah, let's talk about streaming now.
Okay, it's that damn stream.
I've got the Norton antivirus on my computer. Yeah.
That's the only stream I got going. I got no stream. I got Gribble.
I need Flow Max.
I do have one more question.
All right, I have all the answers. I'm here. Tech support.
Of course you do.
Fundamentally, is it like Twitter where you're limited to 250 characters or something?
No. It's mostly a video based platform.
No, I know. But are you limited? Can you put a 1 hour video on it?
You can't do.
Or is it 8 minutes? That's all you're allowed.
I don't know.
Per post.
I thought you could put a whole movie on. You can't put a whole movie on.
No. You can't. I don't know what the. I think it's single digit minutes that are allowed of content. Because one of the things that they send me, and this is great, are movies that I would never ever watch, like Meet Joe Black. Right,
whole movies. The whole movie is on TikTok.
They can't. No, they can't do. So some guy will go on, and he. I don't know how he records it, but he'll record a whole movie in 5 minute segments or something like that, and then it'll just show you like here's Brad Pitt talking to Anthony Hopkins and whatever, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that movie, and I'll watch that whole clip, and then I'll be like, did he do any more? And you see that he's added 20 of the 85 clips or however many there would be. And so you can watch a couple of those. Yeah, I could watch the funniest parts of TV shows. So I didn't watch Two and a Half Men, but there are a ton of Two and a Half Men clips that are really funny. And you don't need to know what the plot was about. It's just some Charlie Sheen saying something to his mother on that kind of thing. And it's enjoyable. It's actually probably more enjoyable than watching the whole show. And these marginal CBS kind of shows that nobody under 100 watches, they just put these little things out there and you're like, oh, young Sheldon, right? I watched a couple of young Sheldons, but it's actually really compelling in the later seasons with with the older brother and his girlfriend that he got pregnant, that kind of storyline. And it's like, huh, this is good. But I don't have any interest in watching the series. But if you give me like a little 3 minute clip of something, I'm like, oh yeah, there's Georgie.
But why is it? How is it different than YouTube? YouTube, I can post a 3 minute clip of a TV show.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind
of 10 of them.
Yeah, sure. You could pirate the whole movie and it will be up
there.
Then
what's
until they take it in.
Difference?
The way they feed it to you. So YouTube doesn't feed you stuff, right? I mean, you go to YouTube and you're like, something shows up and you go browse it and all that kind of stuff. YouTube, I mean, TikTok is giving you something. So you open it up right now and it's, let's see what my first TikTok-y thing is right now after I get past an ad.
The first thing that you see would be based on something you watched yesterday?
It's based on some top secret Chinese thing. So here's a woman dancing next to her dog. And then there's a guy doing something.
But why would they target you, John,
as opposed to
with a woman dancing with her dog?
Because
what kind of videos have you been watching, Mr.?
Exactly what I'm thinking.
The dog is not particularly interested. Here is a clip.
Okay.
It's from an account called Old School Vibes. And it is a clip from the 70s movie Corvette Summer, starring Mark Hamill. And it's just, it's just a couple minutes long, and he was he's looking for a Corvette, and this woman is showing him a Datsun 280Z. So, you're like, oh, I remember Corvette Summer. That was a good movie. I liked it back then.
Yeah, but how did TikTok choose
it
that?
It knows because of you.
How does it know you? Yeah,
it knows me because I click on things that, at least what my daughter tells me, I click on things that tell the algorithm that I'm a male, that I'm old as hell, and that I love conspiracy theories and Bigfoot sightings, mature women dancing,
What if the only thing I'm looking at is alternate tunings on guitars?
You would get, I get guitar things like guys, but what will happen is you're looking at alternate tunings, and then all of a sudden it gives you, this is the easiest way to play Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And you're like, oh, wait, how's he doing that? And then you've paused on that. And then you watch it for a second and they're like, ah, He likes AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Gotcha.
And then
because
they
it
give,
knows you paused.
Yeah. And then they give you, and then it's like, oh, here's a Steve Miller Band clip. And they're like, oh, he likes Steve Miller Band. That means he's old. And then they, you know, more, and they get more and more just based on your pauses. So you could say, if somebody's not holding a guitar, I'm not going to, you know, flip. I don't have interest in Trump or dancers or, you know, whatever. The dancing ones get me. I don't know. I'm not a dancer. And so I have a lot of envy with the dancers and that kind of thing. But yeah, no. So the more time you're on it, you can't help but click on, you're like, oh, wait, I remember that movie and it's playing. And they're like, ah, oh, he remembers this movie.
Something's going to grab you.
Yeah. It's insidious.
What if you wanted to change your.
No, you could.
Let's
I mean,
say
you could,
I make a mistake and I watch a video of how to kill puppies.
Yeah. So you
now,
can.
How do I get that off my record so they don't send me more of those?
Yeah. There's some little controls on the side. Like I want to look at chats that people have made, like this news article is a lie or whatever, or I want to heart this video because I like it. And I want to tell the system, give me more videos, or I want to bookmark this video because it's a recipe I want to go back to later. So you might look up how to kill puppies and be like, oh, gross. But your thumb accidentally hit the bookmark video, you know, thing or something like that. And so it'll be, okay, this guy's a puppy killer.
Bookmark, it knows that I saw
it. If you pause, it knows how fast you toggle away, or like if you ever search for things, or if you go to that person's account because they had some really good guitar licks or something, they'd be like, okay, this guy is interested enough in guitar licks to do an action, that kind of thing. So But I will tell you that you can change what you view by looking for other things. Like if you said,
okay,
I'm really interested in air cooled Volkswagens, it'll start giving you more of that. It's not gonna hang on to old ideas forever, you know, that kind of thing.
Can I I know a lot of news anchors will do a Twitter. They'll do a
TikTok.
TikTok feed or something or whatever it is. They have put a new video out every day. Mm-hmm. Can I subscribe like I do to?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can. Yeah, you can follow.
So I don't miss it. I can. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah.
It just all sounds so manipulative, right?
Oh, it really.
And
it
we're
really
okay
is.
With it. We seem just fine with it.
It's good. I mean, I flipped through. I got a little Rick and Morty episode, little segments of Rick and Morty the cartoon. Those are funny. And then I got a another Young Sheldon clip. And then a woman working in her garden that seems to be overheated and, you know, wants to wear the minimum amount of clothes that she can to do some gardening. You know, that's how they get me. But it's the dancing. There's this German dance these people are doing.
You and the dancing.
Yeah, no, but it's like all these people doing the same dance to the same song. I find that really compelling. There's one, it's a German song about a woman named Barbara who has a rhubarb bar, and then she invites some barbarians from bar into the rhubarb bar, and they become known as the rhubarb bar barbarians of bar. And this guy's saying, the song is in German. So it's like, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. And everybody is doing this little, you know, 30 second dance to it. And I watch them and I'm like, this person is a good dancer. This person is just dialing it in. They know what the steps are, but they don't have the heart to do it. They're, you know, and then somebody's like, you know, wow, these guys are pros, you know, that kind of thing. And then every once in a while you see the original people that did this dance because it's a funny little dance. And yeah, I liked it. My wife hates that I do TikTok. She's like, get off that damn TikTok.
It must be a time suck. Why? And not only that,
yeah, totally is.
Is that right?
Not only that, I can't imagine posting things to TikTok, right, that aren't like of really value, which I don't think I haven't, you know.
One thing I think about posting, and I've never posted and I don't have any intention of posting or commenting or letting anybody know anything about it. But my daughter says that if you post something, like the first time you post, they really push it. And you're like, wow, I got 100,000 people saw me dance into that dance. And that makes you want to do more. And then you become more of a poster. And you're always looking at, you know, your statistics and how are you doing? And oh, it's, you know, it's kind of a trap because
it's a drug.
you want to be popular and famous, you know, that kind of stuff. But one thing that's nice is that it does a good job of figuring out that maybe you don't love Donald Trump. And so they're not going to, they don't send you a lot of, you know, Donald Trump is the greatest president of all. And he's such a smart thing. They send you, you know, Donald Trump foamed at the mouth while making incoherent sentences on CNN yesterday. And then they'll do some little clips of that. And those
but they
fun.
Don't do that if the algorithm tells them you're a Trump supporter. That's not
if I was a, right. If I was a Trump lover, they would be like, oh, I just got a new pair of these gold tennis shoes with an ankle bracelet, you know, that kind of thing.
Huh.
See, the problem with this, though, is like, you know, the whole we started this, you know, conversation by Kelly asking you, how do you get your news and how do you get your if you're not doing it? But so you're not getting news. You're getting one-sided things that you're already interested in. So this is the problem with this is that.
Is it a problem? The news sucks.
Right. So normally
that's not true, Danny.
No, he just said you're going to get feeds. You're going to get more information of things.
I get some news in my feed. You know, like there'll be a. There'll
yes,
be
but
a,
the news is slanted. It is a.
Oh yeah, it's out of context. So it'll be like CNN just dropped this, and it'll say something or whatever. You know, somebody's curating it, or it'll be an AI manipulated deep fake with Jon Stewart saying how Elon Musk wants you to buy this NFT because it's going to, like, you know, go through the roof, those kind of things. But I think that here's my view on news. So I spend way too much time on TikTok, and sometimes it gives me news. Sometimes it gives me lies. Sometimes it gives me mature women gardening in a tank top. I watch
all the headlines.
I watch NBC Nightly News because I think Lester Holt is kind of it's kind of an even-keeled news reporter. I think NBC is a little too much bum, bum, bum. There's some bad shit happening. But, you know, in those things, you know, they'll give you, you know, there's a war here, or, you know, Trump did this or that kind of stuff. And then they'll give you a ton of pharmaceutical ads on NBC. The way they do the news is like the first 5 or 6 minutes of a half hour news is commercial free. And the last 10 minutes are just filled with commercials, and they're all Zeljan and Ozempic and, you know, all these kind of things. Yeah. But, you know, NBC has some happy little light news stories at the end, you know, that kind of thing. So I kind of try to get my news from a national news source, not a.
But on TikTok.
No. I watch that on TV, the nightly news. You know, maybe every other night, that kind of thing.
Does your daughter
like TikTok?
No, I'll ask you off the air. I'm not sure it's a question I should ask on there.
All right, fine. She she, you know, in the big TikTok thing, right? The government's trying to ban TikTok and all that stuff. She says that TikTok is not nearly as bad as Facebook is in terms of.
You just answered my question. I was just
Facebook, you know, has all kinds of people and contractors and stuff working for them. Yeah.
And targeted delivery of shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, course. Targeted. It's just the only difference is TikTok is, you know, kind of owned by an American company, and they're concerned.
I thought TikTok is Chinese.
I'm sorry. Facebook, American owned. TikTok, yeah. Chinese.
Right.
That's the only difference. TikTok's data is kind of stored in an American company, and, you know, Facebook lets Russian and Chinese propaganda thing happen. You know, just, you know, they don't have like any way to really say, oh, this kitten murdering video is bad. Somebody has to kind of complain about it before they take it down. So you can
or even say it's true. That's the problem with, you know,
there's a lot of AI stuff I don't understand. Like if you know, child porn is illegal, but if you made AI child porn, is that illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, probably should be, but I remember
there was a case about that, weird. And I think the guy won. He was an artist who would draw. This is 25 years ago or something or more, and he was drawing child porn, and it was a big thing, like almost going to the Supreme Court. Well, hold on, it's not real, and so they had to decide what it was. I don't know what they decided.
No, we should look that up because I mean that's the whole thing with like AI. If I make an AI video that looks like a celebrity doing something terrible, but it's not really that celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, but is it illegal? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird stuff.
And it's just all wrong. You know, they get things wrong, but they just put it out there so people see.
Oh, yeah. Say it. Well, I mean, the news networks, you know, some of them intentionally do things wrong and put it out there, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely I mean, like not. The, surely not.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that some of the claims they make on Fox News are purely opinion based and not factual? And people are like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
CNN, you know? Too, I would say.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, think about, you know, the whole thing about, oh, you know, hydrochloroquine, that's going to take care of everything. But, you know, I don't know that that's real.
I just don't know how. I mean, I can't get to that point where I can consume that for a very, very long period of time.
Yeah,
it gets, you know, it, I don't know if my brain doesn't process or excuse me, but it and also people, like you said, sitting in a car in a passenger seat deciding to put things on TikTok or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
That level of boredom, I don't know, right? Because I mean, so let's say I think I'm something funny. So I sit in my car and I film it, right?
Yeah.
Then, or I make a, you know, whatever, tape of it or whatever. And then I play it back for myself. I'm, you know, I might say, yeah, I think that was funny, but I don't want to post that. That doesn't make sense. So, you know, just it's almost like people feel like they have to document everything, and everything that they say has some sort of merit or value. So let's just put it on TikTok, right? Or Facebook or whatever it is. But, and I don't, I just don't, I don't know, I guess, I don't know what kind of brain patterns going through your mind there thinking, oh, this is something I really need to post. This is something about me that needs to be out there. Right.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, some of it is just high school popularity. Some of it is, I want to see if I can be a content creator and make a ton of money. I've got entertainment skills. I'm funny. I like recording videos. I mean, some of these people that I see, like there's a young woman, and maybe she lives in Kentucky or something, and I watch her videos because her accent is just awful. I mean, she's just as mountain as can be. And she said that, you know, in her little, she's not in her car. Mostly she's just like standing in a room or something talking about some nonsense. But, you know, she's been doing this for 4 years and all the haters say blah, 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 but she's, you know, able to make a career out of it. And I'm like, how awful must it be to wake up every day and think, all right, I've got to create
10
minutes of really great content today to edit it down into a 3-minute clip and
for people to hate me so I can make money.
Yeah.
That is just so
pathetic. And you make money.
Healthy.
Well, you make money until you don't make money. I mean, think what if you made a ton of money? Like you're really a TikTok famous dancer or something, and then the government says, oh yeah, we're gonna ban it in America. You'd be like, well shit, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
Where am I gonna dance?
I don't know.
The Spearmint Rhino? Can I make money there? I don't know.
It's just
that's in Vegas, isn't it?
Too many people have spot vomit and it's out there. You know what?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, think about people on Facebook, right? I'm a well-meaning grandmother, and I have decided to document every minute of my grandchild's life and post it publicly on Facebook. Here she is taking a bath. Here she is taking her first steps. Here she is with walking around in her diaper with spaghetti sauce all over her face. And then
and attaching bird art to it, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then that kid grows up and she's 14 and everybody's like, oh, I was watching your granny's post of you that time that you were dressed as Mr. T for Halloween. And, you know, I mean, mortification, right? You know?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, we were lucky that they didn't have cell phone cameras when we were growing up.
I mean, yeah, we took pictures. But you know, the problem...
You took a photo and you had 36 rolls, 36 shot in that camera if you were lucky.
I'm sold. We had 10.
Yeah, 10. I had one. It was this plate. We had to put a blanket over our head. Don't worry.
I had a sketch pad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're dating a woman whose baby pictures are digital, you are too old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. I don't know.
We'll see. There's still time.
What do I care? I'm going to war.
If I'm a veteran.
Yeah. I'm going off to war. I'm a veteran.
Some of that brass on my chest, I'll come back. They'll want me.
Yeah. Have you seen the comfort women?
Yeah. The only medal I got on my chest is a pacemaker.
That's right. There's the sergeant. The sergeant has a little dial, like the pacemaker infantry, and he just turns it up to 100. Go, boys.
Yeah. They run faster than
I'm full of energy.
Oh, shit.
Bluetooth pacemaker.
Yeah. And you can't get any of it right. Can't get any of it to work right. You know, I have to call my kids. How do I set my going off to battle? I need to set my pacemaker. Right?
Yeah. And at night in the tents, it's just the droning sound of CPAP machines. Yeah. Well, the boys are getting a good sleep tonight, Colonel.
And then the occasional fart.
And that nice little beeping of those hearing aids that are just kind of...
Right. Feedback, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of this episode, John?
TikTok.
101st Prostate Airborne Brigade.
Yeah, you know, I was going to do TikTok and the Ancient Warriors, but I like TikTok and the 101st Prostate Airborne.
Oh, guys. Oh. I'm telling you, educational and fun. That's what we do here.
That's our byline. I might need to switch this to some different platform that has better reporting. So that for the whole 163 episodes, I have invented a podcasting thing that costs about 80 cents a month, right?
You invented it?
I invented it. And it's great, except it doesn't have those kind of services. You know, some of the things have changed in the middle.
Like counters?
Yeah, it doesn't say, it's not as easy to find centrally. Okay, this many Spotify clicks, this many Apple clicks, this many people, you know, doing it by email. Like the all the free shit that I use is kind of degrading in service and quality and that kind of thing.
Oh.
I mean, it still does a job because it's really easy. But one day, if it all just... you know, goes down, that I need to switch to something that's maybe paid. And, you know, then we can get some reporting, those kind of things. I get a lot of ads like, hey, we, you know, my boss, so-and-so is a financial professional and, you know, you have a podcast and, you know, would you like him to be on it? And, you know, they're trying to get him some traffic and trying to get me to pay. I don't even respond because I don't know what I would say. Like, I would love to have your financial professional on our show, but let me tell you, he's going to regret it. You know, he's going to come on wanting to talk about mortgage interest and how to use your annuity.
Does he want to be canceled?
Yeah, we're going to
join our show.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about prostates, and we can't possibly use our real name.
Well, how much would it cost us, John? Like, if you went with a paid platform?
I don't know. Maybe
bottom lowest.
$20 bucks a month, something like that. So
that's not bad.
That's more than I thought it would be. Yeah.
How long have we? There are some free options. You can do some free things, but then it's kind of like mostly just Spotify, and it doesn't. I think there's a kind of a free thing you can do, but they have limits. Like you can only have this many episodes, and you know, length and those kind of things. Yeah.
My friend just released a self-recorded album on Spotify, and he said he has to pay to have it on there.
Yeah.
But that's music, but not podcasting.
Yeah, podcasts are free. But I mean, the thing is with podcasts, man, there's thousands of them.
I know.
And until we really leverage our real identities and turn the marketing machine on, which we probably should just go ahead and do this year, because what does it matter? Then we can get all of our TikTok and Facebook followers. We'll be able to get our insights. Since everybody knows where we live now, just come on down to the so-and-so and we're going to be doing a live podcast from the
Moose Lodge
Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Wherever you want. And then, you know,
Moose Lodge.
Seven, eight people might
tune
sit
in
there.
You know, or they come sit there.
Just come there live and we'd just buy them a cheap beer.
We could tour too.
Yeah, we could tour. Yeah. All over America.
So you're saying to put your song on Spotify, you got to pay?
Yeah. It's a gatekeeper thing. So, I mean, it doesn't cost a lot to put it on there, but you got to go through somebody like CD Baby or, you know, some kind of something. Yeah. It's a gateway thing. So you probably pay Spotify $20 to put it on. I don't know what the amount is, but you pay Spotify $20 and then you'll never get $20 back unless you're, you know,
Billie Eilish,
Phil Collins. Yeah.
Yeah, you're really successful.
Why did I go with Phil Collins?
Wow. I didn't know that. I thought you could put it on for free and then if they buy it.
I don't think they let you just put any kind of old shit on there.
Really? So it's almost paying to be an artist again, you know? It kind of reminds me of the days back in NYE. Yeah. See, when I was acting, you know, you put on your own plays. You know, you would pay for your own productions to get people to come. You know?
Yeah, so this says Spotify doesn't charge artists a fee to upload songs. However, they require you to use a distributor who will charge you. So there's a company called TuneCore, which is paying for some Google ads, that will cost $9.99 to put a single on Spotify.
Only once or every month you have to pay that?
$9.99 to put a single and submit your music on Spotify with TuneCore starting at $19.99 a year with our unlimited distribution plans. So $20 a year and you can put
that's a kind of a bargain, I'd say.
I guess. Yeah.
Man, the old days of being discovered. I guess it's just a different way of doing it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, if you're a musician or comedian or whatever, you've got to build up your own fan base. You know, I've got a million followers on YouTube, or you know, whatever Justin Bieber did to get discovered by somebody. That's what you have to do.
I guess it's the same.
So really, everybody should do TikTok. Yeah.
In the old days, you used to cut your own album. Remember, you used to go in those little recording booths, and you could pay somebody to do a, you know,
a 45.
Yeah, it was a tourist thing. Yeah, I did that once.
Yeah, or even if you knew somebody who says, yeah, you know, it'll cost you X amount of dollars.
You could make your own record right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a song. You're not going to go in and record your Magic Mystery Tour album.
Yeah, but I mean, there was some machinery that would just grind out a vinyl.
Vinyl? Yeah.
While you watched.
Yeah,
oh,
while
wow.
you recorded.
A vinyl? That I don't remember.
Yeah, back then, it was a novelty thing, right? Back, I think they had a little machine.
I guess they could do it, right? You know, just have a whole bunch of blanks at the whatever, and go in and you sing.
You put in your money and
your church song and give it to grandma.
All right, or you do record a note to your loved one, right? And he puts
Ooh,
it on
spoken
vinyl.
Stuff. Oh huh, yeah,
you know. But yeah,
I'm here in Italy.
Close your eyes.
The heat is unbearable, and I just wanted to let you know that I'll be back in the States soon.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It's all changed.
I did that in Vegas once. My wife and my buddy years ago went to Vegas just for a weekend, and there was one of those things where you go in and you do karaoke and they record you singing to a track.
Mm-hmm.
All these hits. Yeah, we made a record of You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Okay.
Holy shit, is it rough? But man.
Yeah.
Of course Andre got into it. He was like, "You never close your eyes."
Good for him.
Funny. Yeah.
Good for him. What do you guys got going today?
I'm coming over to your house to finish the gazebo.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Barn raising today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad I can't help.
Yeah. If I had anything low to do, I'd have you come over, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
He could come over and film it.
Yeah. Or maybe sweep something for you.
Nothing to sweep.
Sweep. he could be in charge of all the screws. Oh, you're putting A14 to D17 here.
Don't mismatch the nut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The
There's actually not a lot of bolts needed today.
Oh, it's how many? Oh, this I'm excited. Are you?
It's exciting.
Listeners, Danny has this great thing that he built in his backyard to cover his little seating area, and so today we're putting the the final panels on the roof, and it's going to be ready. When it, like, when it rains again in November, man, we are going to be set.
You guys today you're going to be like an Amish community.
Yeah.
Raising a barn. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, just our suspenders and no shirts, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Butter's being churned somewhere around here.
All right. Speaking of that, I better go get breakfast before I run over there.
All right. TikTok. Goodbye, America. Thank you for listening.
Epicenter of the world. Tell me a tale.